Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for joining us. Another unpredictable day here in Vegas. Hosting tonight is going to be JJ Nunn, but he's running a little bit late. So we got a few minutes we can pick on him. Also hosting tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Nothing. Work, work, work.
Work, work. Is that like off the track work or on the track work?
Both.
We know how frustrating it can be both on and off the track. But unfortunately, you had some on-track struggles again this past
weekend.
Yes, we
did.
So.
For some unknown reason, the 33 car keeps losing the belt.
You know, it doesn't like its belts anymore.
I guess not.
Oh, man. You know, it's weird. Sometimes crap pops up. And
I don't know, for no reason. But, hey, obviously there's a reason.
Yeah.
But we can't find that reason.
The gremlins keep jumping from car to car. Yeah.
Welcome to the 2017 race season.
Oh, man. Well, you know, hey, maybe it's a well...
Hey,
needed break.
All it is just keep throwing money at it. That's it.
Hey, if you want to throw money away, I'll
no,
bring my
I didn't
bucket.
Say away.
I'll bring
I
my
said
bucket.
At it.
I'll put my my bucket near the car. You can just start throwing it in my bucket.
Yeah. Oh man. We'll get there one day.
You ask any racer.
Maybe 2007 or 2019 or 2020. We'll get there.
It's coming. Hey, you ask any racer, you just put holes in your pocket and start stuffing money into it. I won't even explain what just happened. But JJ's here.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I always get a uneasy feeling when he's behind you and he's got a shit-eating green. Yeah. All right, never mind.
But what the hell are you looking at me for? You're the one that had the grin, not me. Standing behind Michael.
Hey, running late.
Show up and I'm happy.
Running late.
That's the first time I think I've ever been late.
I think so. Better late than never. That's for sure. Of course, hosting tonight, the one and only. I have to say, the one and only. I can't leave that out. JJ Nunn.
Traffic alert, 95 from Tenaya and Cheyenne, 95 south. Sucks.
Anything from Tenaya and
you know,
Cheyenne area sucks.
19 years here. You think I'd be used to it by now?
Nope. You know,
at one time
you could kind of gauge, hey, if I'm here, I can be across town in 30 minutes. No matter where you got to go, it's 30 minutes.
That's
but,
the way it was 20 years ago. Yeah. You get across town, 25, I mean, from north to south, east to west. Now it's a minimum 45 minutes an hour.
It depends on what you're going to hit on the way.
20 minutes used to be you go to all the way down Trop, you go down Flamingo, Sahara.
Yeah, but
20, forget about it. You can't even do 45 minutes on 215.
25 years ago, there was 500,000 people here. Now
yeah,
there's
now
2 million.
2.4 million. Yeah.
And the same roads.
Yeah.
But they're working on them because we know that.
Yeah, they're working on them.
We all know that. Well, you know, you either hit construction, you hit a pedestrian, not literally, or something on the way. So, but hey, there could be worse things to bitch about, and that's race cars.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Who, you know, sure. Hey, who hasn't had a time they haven't bitched about their race car? If you had a moment where you haven't been pissed off at your race car at one time or another. We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, we would. To figure out how you got over it.
Right. What kind of...
I don't know. It's a black cloud.
Yeah. You know, and it happens. Yeah. Every so often, every team, I think, hits, gets under that black cloud one way or the other and just takes a little bit of... patience to get through it, and you come out of it better than before.
I liked it better when I could at least finish a race.
Yeah, no.
You need an umbrella to stand under the black cloud.
We went 5 years at 3 DNFs over 118 races.
Right.
And now I can't even make, well, I made 3/4 of a lap.
You know why?
Yeah.
Here.
You know,
I'm going to tell you why.
The frustration that for so many years we've run good, and Gary and I on separate teams, and we ran good,
right?
On separate teams when we started back in 01, and then we got together, and it, you know, you just expect things to work. And this year we've come into one thing after another, after another, after another. And it's like quicksand.
Oh, yeah. The more you move around, the deeper you get.
You know, you ever see the movie Replacements with, right. What's his name, Keanu Reeves? You know, and he sits there, what do you fear most? And it's like quicksand. The more you struggle,
yeah,
and the worse it gets. And it's like going from completing a race 25 laps, 8th place, to testing, to 3 laps, to 10 laps, to not even a lap. You know, it.
Where's the stopping point?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not crying, you know, not least because we're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And it's just we're missing something. And it's just one thing after another after another. Gary and I haven't gone through this, right?
Nope.
Am I wrong?
No, you're
Nine,
right. 100%.
What are we, 10 years?
Yeah.
We haven't gone through this.
So it's
we
new.
Find the problem, we fix it, and
you
move on.
Yeah.
You know,
and
we get to work on the car to make it go faster.
And here's another thing. In my opinion, I have some of the best guys in the business in
Las Vegas
helping me, helping the team figure out.
Right.
But when you got them scratching their head, you know there's a big problem.
Issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
as
you say, it's a black cloud, and we're going to get over it, but it's just...
working through it.
Yeah,
you know,
working over it.
There was, you know... just this past weekend, I go out, run test session Friday night, blow a belt. Come back, we test Saturday, last test before the race, Saturday. Run, what we run? I ran 24 laps. 24 laps, not a problem.
No problem.
Not a problem. Go out, qualify, not a problem. Now, again, I'm not boasting, this is just fact.
Sure.
This is the fastest Gary has got this car to run.
Right.
This is the fastest I have ever gone around that track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 19.7. We're improving. I'm getting comfortable with the car. I only ran one race in a car. And there's nothing more frustrating after you cut one of the best laps. I'm like, okay, we're good to go here.
Right.
Okay. We got this fixed. All right. And then they have to turn off and turn 3.
I know.
And then what's even frustrating is looking at the results and minus 25 laps down.
Right.
You know, so.
And you're right. There's other people that has problems just as we are.
Everybody goes through it.
You know, we're not the only ones. I understand.
There's guys out there that identify. Everybody.
We all
know,
go through it. Yep.
It's just, but I don't know. Maybe we took for granted that we ran so well for so many years, and if there was a problem, fine, we fixed it. This is going on, you know, for 3 races now. We're not used to that.
Right.
We're not used to that.
Well, here's the good thing is, at least you can rule out that the car you've been working on is not a car issue. It's just a matter of circumstances. Hey, you're going through something. It's not the car's fault.
Yes, it is.
It's not possessed.
Yes, it is.
Need an exorcism.
I'm ready to bring in a rabbi and a and a priest and a pastor and, you know,
and
get some holy water, you know, shoot a tire with a silver bullet or
something.
You know what? I will tell you this. As we all know, I'm sponsored by Nevada Pickup Art. And at this point, with that purple 65 car, there would not be nothing more enjoyable than to watch them put it in their crusher and turn it into a little square.
You'll have to videotape that if you end up doing that.
You know, at this point, I would pull the seat out and just watch it. I'm telling you, man, it's it just, you know, I'm not a guy that gets frustrated easy, but let me tell you, it's working on my last frustration.
Yeah,
it happened.
I see it with Gary. I see it in his face. You know, Gary knows this past weekend with myself. You know, I used to keep my cool. Okay.
Right.
It's racing. And I'm like, but we're not racing. We're not even making one lap here. You know? And it's just...
Hey.
Try so hard and keep on trying, and it just doesn't work. So,
I can't tell you how to fix the problem, but I can tell you why it's happening. Because I remember not too long ago you said something about being bored. Well, the universe has spoken. You're no longer bored. Right? You're no longer bored. No.
Maybe
who knows what happened?
Maybe that was rolling the back of the field in the 33.
It took a little while to catch up, but
you know, the excitement for me was cutting it was a 21 second car, and all of a sudden I run a 20,
right?
20.999, you know.
Hey.
Oh, I broke 20 seconds. We had a win with us, you know. But it's not being bored. It's being excited. Knowing you're trying your best. Learning a new car. Getting out there. Cutting the best time. And then getting kicked in the ass again.
You know what? And ultimately, once you figure the problem out, it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
And most people around you, it'll never happen to again either. Except if you don't want to tell them what you found. Let them run through their own frustration.
And let me tell you, it's not a lack of trying.
Right.
I mean, it's a...
Sorry to hear
and
that,
this is
guys.
The same car, same motor,
same
118 races for 5 years in Pahrump,
right.
Three DNFs, a cut tire from a car running into it, a timing chain, and a fuel pump.
Right.
In over 118 races. That's the same car.
Right.
And so we brought that car. Yeah, we've done work to
sure,
it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, to adapt it to the bullring setup and everything. All right. But it's the same car.
Right.
And it, just don't want to. It's stubborn.
Now we're four races into 17, and well, we know.
Oh, man. Unfortunate.
All we can do is buy a lot of raffle tickets to win anything.
Yeah, you're looking forward to the banquet now. Yeah.
That's it. Can the banquet come soon enough? So
we need lots of rear end lube and
That Hannah won't say.
It'll be a social event for us, not a celebration.
You won't be on stage for anything.
That's for sure.
The only way we're gonna make it to stage is if Tim Richter's handing stuff out on the stage. If our numbers even called in.
Yeah. Oh well. Hey.
You know,
it is what it is.
It happens. You know, bottom line, shit happens.
This is now you wish you had the passing points if you qualified.
No, I wished I had a boat.
Now you're going back to what Jay was saying. Hey, this racing thing, if it doesn't really work out, maybe we could get a boat.
I was told boats are cheaper.
Then I get from Mr. Rob Street Publishing that I've turned into a damn Uber driver.
Uber.
Going to pick them up. You know, he just didn't understand. I saw him out there, and I was concerned about him. His safety. He thought I was his Uber driver
to pick him up,
to take him in.
The brick wall he was hiding behind just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, so that's it. That's the way that went. I was like, thanks for the confidence there. I'm glad you think that I'm your Uber driver. guess what? This ride's going to cost you $5,000.
Right?
You want to jump in the trunk, it'll cost you $5,000 to get out of the trash.
You don't even get the back seat. You got to get in the trunk.
That's pretty bad. So, oh, well.
Oh, well.
Hey, it happens. What? Any ideas? I mean, without giving away what you're looking at. New motor? I'm just kidding.
We're going to keep the belt and throw away the motor.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the motor that's the problem. Not the belt. New spacers, maybe a bracket or something. We played with pulleys already and new power steering unit and pulley on there and, on with an alternator, off with the alternator.
On with this and on and off with that.
It's not from a lack of trying. I'll tell you that.
One of the problems, and I guess it's not really a problem if you want to go rent the track, but we can work on it for 2 weeks, but we can't test it until we go to the track.
Friday night.
Friday night, and it works great Friday night.
Right.
And then during the races when
the double race 2 weeks ago, I ran 60, 70 laps, 40 sessions.
No problem.
No problem.
You get out to the race. Maybe you're running.
I go out. I run the first race.
Maybe you need to.
I manage one lap.
Maybe you're letting off the gas during the race, and during practice you're not. So you need to not let off the gas. Keep your foot in it.
Then we'll be replacing body parts.
That's what it's happening you decelerate.
My whole right side is already torn up from getting run down the track. Mark Skinner ran me down, and then I hit the rumple steps and ran him right back up, tore up the right side. I got donuts right down the right side. I guess he thought he was clear.
You're right.
Okay. And that's it. 3/4 of a lap. And I'm like, my right side's torn up.
Yeah. And Skinner's, he's a clean driver. So absolutely.
Straight out. Right. He's one of the nicest guys.
Yep.
I love racing him since we came
back.
Yeah.
You can trust being around him
and not have incidents happen too often. Yeah. And I figured he thought I was clear.
Yeah.
So not to T-bone him in the door
into
the turn one, I ran into the infield. Well, staying in it.
Right.
I hit those rumple strips.
Yeah.
Guess where that sent me?
Yeah.
Right up into his side.
I know.
It was either go to the wall, infield wall, where safety was, or hit the rumple strips.
Right.
I was right back up. He was able to finish the race.
Yeah, that's cool.
He was, when I came out of two, he was on the side of me, and I guess he was real glad to see me turn down in three and back behind the wall.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the LVMS race this past weekend. We're talking about J.J. Nunn in the 33 Bomber of the J.C. Motorsports team. And interesting race this past weekend.
Yeah.
The big rigs were in town. They had the auto truck this past weekend. Did you guys get a chance to look at that?
I didn't get over there. We rushed in for practice, and we thought we were good. Saw the trucks coming off, the top three that they gave the prizes to. Awesome.
There's
awesome,
some beautiful trucks out there.
Great crowd out there. I mean, the stands were 3/4 full.
Turnout, too, for the semis, man. I could not believe the amount of semis that were in for this show.
I like the way they cleared out the back parking lot and put them. You could see them. They opened up the other gate. People could get in and out.
It was a great show. I'm looking forward to next year's.
Yeah,
also
definitely. Expect and the big rig racing. So
Of course the
welder, I thought that was a success.
The welder up guys were out there with their funky machines.
Oh, their their rat rods.
They had a couple of pretty cool rat somethings.
Did they have that green diesel out there?
Yeah, they had
I didn't go out.
Yeah, they did have that out there.
That's pretty
bad.
Four
vehicles out there. I think they had went and got two more after the show had started, but a 4x4 looked like a Chevelle.
Is it the black one?
No, it was a silver one.
Oh.
And then they had the rat rod, the black,
maybe like a 57 Chevy, and it's sitting on like a dragster frame.
Oh,
it's real high in that one.
I didn't see.
Oh, like a gasser.
Yeah.
The front end is they got bicycle tires in the front.
And
the
big
front
wide
end
slits
about,
in the
is
back.
About 3 foot up over the fender, over the wheels.
Yep.
Yeah, that's their gasser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw that thing downtown one night, and the cam in that thing is so big.
No way.
Barely runs. Oh yeah, we were 2 blocks away from him, and we could hear him take off from the light, man.
Now you know what to do with your guys' car. Turn him into rat rods. If nothing else works out,
no, he can turn it into a rat rod. I'm coming back with a big mouse trap in and poison.
Yeah, play a rat poison.
Yeah. You tell me it's rat, I got poison for it. Trust me, right down the carb.
Jeez. But no, great show. Great turnout for the entries. You know, is what I'm talking about. The semi trucks that were there, the pickup trucks.
We didn't get a chance to get over there.
I walked around. Yeah, you know, me and Mike walked around and interesting stuff. There's like a little crane thing there with, I don't know if OSHA probably wasn't looking, but some girl like just strapped on the, just with a strap, you know the tow type strap.
Right.
And
around
her
lifted
up, well, just since she was sitting on it, like they had her way up in the air with the crane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't look very safe.
Maybe it was it sponsored by Circus de Soleil?
She didn't look like a circus performer, but I did get pictures, so just in case. But no, it was cool. It was
a
really, really cool show.
I got a picture of her 45 foot up in the air right before she fell.
That's what I was.
I
taking
get
it for.
The video on quick enough,
just in case there's a spot on the asphalt after. But
up, honey, we have EMTs here today.
Right.
It won't be that bad.
You know, and Mike brought up a good point. He's like, too bad they're 1 week off. Maybe like the touch a truck coming up this weekend, which we'll be talking about, couldn't work something out with these trucks. This is a truck show. And 1 week later, you have a touch a truck event.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to crisscross that somehow, or you know, to—I mean, you're only 1 week off, two weekends away from this. You know, these trucks being at like the show, the touch a truck event.
Not only a truck show, but also the racing rigs.
No, exactly.
Just
one of them.
You see one of them with the wings and
oh man,
you know
exactly.
Fire one of them puppies up.
Yeah.
Okay, we would get drowned out with the modified and the demo cars if you fired up one of them diesels, man.
Again, if you haven't seen the big rigs race, you know, you got to come out next year.
You missed something special.
I didn't get to watch the whole thing because we got smoked out too much. I had to leave the stand.
Oh, where were you sitting? Your usual turn?
My usual turn.
That's
exactly
where it was.
Exactly. I could not stay.
Well, it was right before they came out on the track. I looked at the flag.
Yeah.
I said, we're good.
And that's when me and Mike were like, man, we almost went in the pits. And
matter of fact, our and I had said to Jay while we were watching him was, we couldn't see him going into turn three, but we could see him coming off of turn three because the way we were looking down the backstretch. And then I said to Jay that towards the end, before they're yellow, the smoke had cleared. And they wasn't letting up.
As much
black smoke as their exhaust.
I noticed that
out of
too.
Their exhaust. So, yeah, and it was all clear. And then after they're yellow, and then they got restarted, then all the black smoke came back.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Something Gary had pointed out to me was they're hard on those brakes.
Oh, yes, they are.
These things, I mean, it looked like glow red to the point where it was coming out of furnace and going to be melting.
That's amazing.
It's
amazing
it,
they can stop
it
things
looked,
at all.
It looked like those rotors just come out of a kiln.
And they were glowing coming off the corner, not going into the corner.
Yeah, all the way around. Yeah. Okay, Gary had pointed out the right front where we were standing in through, watching the right front. And then I'm looking down into turn three, and looking at the inside of right rears, and they're glowing.
Wow.
All the way down there, we see this glow coming out from the back of the tires. We're like, damn, they use a lot of brakes to slow them down.
You know, and the way they drive them things, it's like a mini car. They zip in and out, and they know how to handle them trucks, man. They're crazy. Pretty cool.
With, I don't know what, 14 inches of camber they got on the right side.
24.
These things. 24 inches of camber they got on these
things. Those
things
were laying over, man.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
You know, and not to, and Mikey also brought up something else. He was like, there's the dirtiest trucks racing in town and everything, and he was like, hey, I saw something funny. Today's Earth Day. He goes, they couldn't have planned it. LAMS couldn't have planned it any better to have the most smoke,
the blackest
pollutionist race of the season to be on Earth Day.
I'm sure that calendar wasn't checked.
Yeah, no, you know. It just happened, but it was just a funny coincidence. So. hope I'm not getting him in trouble. I bet he was going to get him in trouble. Well, we're at the track. He goes, he said, you know, because he left because it was, you know, really smoky and stuff. So
what do you
he's more sensitive to it.
You have to go get a fish sandwich?
No, he had to hide behind the elevator stand so the way the smoke was blowing. But he pulled something up on his phone and, you know, like Google always displays whatever picture of the day or whatever it is. And it happened to be a logo for Earth Day. He was like, oh. He showed me, he goes, hey, do you know what today is?
should have took a picture of the track and then posted it on their page.
He didn't want to push the envelope too far. So it was just crazy. But anyways, fun race. It was a crazy weekend of racing. Obviously you guys had a interesting race, but Aaron McMorrin, you know, good night for him.
Congratulations to Eric McMorrin. He pulled the double off last year in the bomber.
Right.
Two races in the bomber. I think this is the first time he's pulled it off
in two different divisions.
In a Grand American Mod and in the bomber.
Right.
So that's another set of trophies and something unique that he gets to put on his mantle at home.
Right.
So, and he started in the rear. And the bomber
he
race,
elected to start in the rear, which
was,
means you
was,
don't get passing points no matter what.
He was supposed to start
what.
In front of me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Seventh. And he dropped back and started in the rear. And he hustled that thing up there. Yellow helped.
Yeah.
Because he was, I think, Gary, you said, good.
Well, he was a good half a track behind. Jason Marlino. Jason Marlino was moving out in that sixth car.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was.
Jason
way up
had
there.
Bad luck. He's out of the points. He had bad luck the second race.
Oh.
Went out there, qualified, and tore up his transmission. So that was the double night. He lost the double night that night, two races out. And he runs a top five car. He's, you know, been in the top five before. Last year, not so much. Got wrecked out early on, but he runs up front all the time, and he was going. He had a good two car lead.
Well, what happened to Sam Jax? Do you guys know what happened to Sam Jax? He pulled off.
I don't know. He was in. No, Sam didn't pull off. He never made it.
Oh,
no, he never. I think he broke in the qualifying.
Well, I know he pulled off. He pulled off in the qualifying, is what he did.
He never made the main.
Okay.
To get out there.
Yeah, I know I saw him pull off. I think that was the qualifying, but I didn't know if you guys knew what happened to his car.
We don't know. It was a torque converter issue.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Yeah. Robert Shoemaker finally cleared tech after the first race. Clear tech, and then goes out in practice and blows a freeze plug.
Oh,
so
wow.
he didn't make the main. He's up on the trailer.
Wow.
You know, it's just been I really believe it's a matter of luck this year when it comes down to the final top 10, five.
Sure.
Because look at the first race. We had Bob Rinder taken out.
Right.
I mean, he built a whole new car, was running great.
Yep.
He's a top five car. He was a top 10 last year with a new car, and he was a rookie last year. He was done. Nick Nusitelli is borrowing Cody Massarang's car.
Right.
His Nick's Torino still isn't ready from the last year wreck in the breakout
race.
Yep. So that wasn't ready. He's Nick. Nick usually runs the 66, and the Mazarangs are loaning him the 31. He's in the flat black 31 out there,
right?
For those that don't know, and he's been running that hard. Martin Sullins, he's on a wing and a prayer. He keeps on spinning right. belts. It goes on and on and on and on.
Hey, something interesting, kind of getting off that, but still on the same subject. Aaron McMorrin got to race with Carl Schirkenbach, right?
His stepdad. Yep.
That's cool.
CJ.
He was in Pete Meyer's
CJ,
car?
Right?
Yeah.
CJ
well,
Schirkenbach.
Yeah, well, there's
no.
Schirkenbach.
No.
No,
he's
Carl.
Carl.
He's
yeah,
Carl.
Not CJ. Yeah.
Not CJ.
But that was pretty cool to...
And he said he
here.
Hadn't raced in 20 years.
Yeah. 25 years.
25
yeah.
years. Mm-hmm. I asked Pete Meyer. I said he was walking down the line, and I like to know who's in a car, somebody
right.
else. Usually I see Pete in mm-hmm. the 96, and, you know, they bring out that car as a backup for Aaron McMorrin. Aaron McMorrin runs the 22. That's Pete Meyer's car, Meyer's Racing. And he put Carl Schirkenbach in it. I waved him over. I said, "Who's?" I'm just curious. Is,
well, you need to know
is
who's
it somebody who
we know? Around
is
you.
It a rookie?
Right.
You know? And he says, "Oh yeah." He says, "Don't worry. He's got plenty. You don't plan on tearing down any barriers because the first race I had a blast racing with Pete. You know,
right.
you get comfortable. You like to know
yeah.
who's in the car. You know."
That's the benefit of local racing. You know, you get to usually
you know,
race with your local guys and you know who's who in the field.
You know, he qualified it well, you know, so he had a blast out there. I forgot where he finished, but that's just, I like to know.
Right.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Not being nosy. Just if he's a rookie, let me know so I can be ready for something.
Anything, and, right. So
you
need you to
know
who's who out there.
That's all.
Sure.
But Carl has got tons of laps underneath him, and I was like, okay, we're good.
Yep.
That's all. I ain't going to worry about that. You know?
So, but, hey, again, that was a great race out there this past weekend. When's the next LVMS race coming up? Is
two
that
weeks?
In 2 weeks?
The 3rd?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. So
yep.
keep an eye
no,
out.
May 6th. I'm sorry.
Whatever the
Six,
whatever
sorry.
The next
yep.
weekend is, we'll look at the schedule.
I don't know, the 5th?
May 6th.
May 6th. Okay.
May 6th. Well, here, Hometown Heroes
Hometown
Night.
Hometown Heroes Night.
Yes.
May 6th, so keep an eye out for that race. Who's racing that night? Super Lates are back?
Super Lates, Superstocks, Bombers, Legends, Bandoleros, and Thundercars.
Oh, no modifieds that weekend. So
just in case.
And then,
go ahead.
And then we got a back-to-back of May 13th.
No way.
Yep.
Oh.
And then we got a back-to-back-to-back May 20th.
The Bombers, too?
No Bombers on the 20th.
Oh, so you guys kind of flip-flop.
No, we got May 6th. The Bombers is May 6th and May 13th. And then May 20th is the Spear Southwest Tour Night.
Wow.
Cool. And that's a military appreciation mm-hmm. night presented by Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil, that's right, the 20th they're coming in.
Yep.
On the same night that the SRL guys are
in. And then backing up a little bit to May 13th is Pack the Track Night.
And we found out that wasn't what you wanted it to be, right?
Yeah.
Putting dirt on the track right. and running on dirt. What was that again? That was
fill the stands.
They're just trying to fill the stands.
Bring your neighbors, bring your
But they still got to pay?
Neighbors.
Yes.
Well, you do that anyways.
And by the way,
right.
You would ask that dinner on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
May 13th is the first Bomber breakout
race. I wasn't sure what night that was on.
Yes, so. May 13th, okay. Pack the Track Night.
Cool. Looking forward to some great races coming up in May. Of course, this is the last week of the show for April, so look for us in May.
I just got to make sure I do something. I know she don't listen to the show, but at least I get it recorded.
Uh-oh.
May 6th, happy anniversary, honey. I'm going racing. There will not be a dinner that night. We are not going. So if she says, well, you never told me, I can direct her back.
Bring it up to the other guys.
You didn't listen to the show, honey. I wish you a happy anniversary.
This is a public notice that JJ is going racing on May 6th, and there will be no anniversary dinner.
The problem is she ain't gonna hear it.
And then that's Saturday night you sleep in the doghouse.
That's
so
true.
But
Sunday
night.
Yeah, I just don't go home. Saturday night I just don't go home.
But
he graduated from the doghouse to the front of his truck.
Hey, that's an upgrade. You got cushions.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up this weekend, something you're not going to want to miss, Touch a Truck event is here again, April 29th.
Yes,
Gary's going to be getting a hold of
Diana
Farkas. She's
the administrator out there.
Yep, always involved. She walks around. She does her thing, and always something.
She organizes
always
the whole thing.
And if you haven't been to Touch a Truck, you got to go. Bring your little kids. A lot of racers out there have families with little kids. Bring them out. It's a blast. You know, it's not like the semi truck show you've seen this past weekend at LVMS. This is something totally different. You have local fire trucks, police cars, canine crew, which, Jay, I know you don't like to hear that. But a lot of other cool stuff going on out there.
It starts at 9 a.m., goes to 2 p.m. There's an extended horn-free hour from 9 a.m. to 11 for children with special needs and sensitive ears. It's in the northwest parking lot of the Orleans Arena. Corner of Harmon and Cameron. Parking is in the southwest lot just off Cameron and Tropicana if you're going to attend this event. This is our 10th year that we're going to be doing this. And it's something you need to come out. One of its kind in the valley.
And it, again, all day. We're going to be talking to Diana Farkas, which can tell us some more. Hey, Diana.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us at onwheelsnow.com. Appreciate you being here again with us.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. Of course, like we were talking about, 10th year for the JC Motorsports Bomber Nation guys with your event. You guys come a long way over the years. It's good to see it back at the – or staying at the Orleans. Let's find out from you. Tell us what to expect. You know, if you're a newcomer, don't know anything about what this event is, what should we do? What should we bring? What time should we be there? Tell us all about it, Diana.
Well, it's between 9 and 2. And so the first 2 hours, we have a no horn time so that people who have sensitive ears can feel comfortable being there. And then we have trucks and vehicles from the fire department, we have cement mixers, we have all kinds of police cars and ambulances, all those people who keep us safe are out there. We have a helicopter from Sundance that lands prior to starting the event and then leaves at the time that it finishes up at 2 o'clock. And what happens at the event is that people bring their kids out, and kids are just absolutely crazy about trucks. I mean, truck is usually a child's third word they learn after mommy and daddy. And so,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
Trucks are very, very popular with little kids. And so for them to get to see the fire engines close up, and they seem to be especially attached to the garbage truck, because that's probably one of the first things they notice when they're little kids and see the garbage truck come every day. So all those people like you guys and like so many of the other folks who attend have been our loyal friends all these years. And I know you said you've been there 10 years. Well, this is our 13th year of Touch a Truck. And we couldn't do it without all those people who show up every year and volunteer their time to be there and spend their time talking to families and having pictures taken and all this stuff that makes for family memories.
What happened? Uh-oh, what'd you do over there? Did we lose the phone?
So we'd like everybody to come out and join us.
I think it's just a headphone.
There we go. Diane?
Yes?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little about family, the family connections, what exactly this Touch a Truck and charity event is for? Give us
I would love to do that. you probably know we have some real problems with education in our community in terms of really low graduation rates and school test scores and all that. Well, what we do at Family to Family Connection is we provide programs for families who can't necessarily afford child care. Child care in Las Vegas costs more than UNLV.
Wow, that's crazy.
So there are lots of people. Actually, Nevada has the highest percentage of 3- and 4-year-olds in the nation not in preschool. So we provide that opportunity for families to come with their kids and participate in activities and help their kids get ready for school. Because if a kid hasn't had opportunities to learn about pre-K standards and learn some social skills and group activities, when they start school, they can be as much as 18 months behind the rest of the kids in the class.
Amazing.
And so that means that that kid has less chance to read at grade level by third grade and then progress towards graduation on time. So that's what we do. And the reason why it's so important is because 90% of brain cells are created before a child starts school. So that time that kids are 3, 4, and 5 years old, that's the time that they can learn the most, and that's when they need to be talked to and read to and paid attention to and taken hiking and taken to all different places to experience the world.
To stimulate the brain.
To stimulate the brain, because that is the critical time. By the time a kid actually walks into the door for their first day of kindergarten, their future is already determined by
wow.
their experiences up until that time. So from the very first time that someone brings home a baby, they need to start reading to that baby, talking to that baby, paying attention to that baby so that his language is developed on time and his brain, every time a child is talked to, those connections in the brain are being made. And when those connections get made, then later on when they're needed, they're there and they're available.
Definitely an important cause in that. Now, the Touch a Truck event, is your main source of your main contribution to the family-to-family connection. Am I correct on that?
Well, that is the Touch a Truck event. Helps us. We have a space right now at the Cambridge Community Center, which is right by UNLV. It's behind the Cambridge Recreation Center.
Right.
And we have that space, and it's provided to us from the county.
Okay.
So Clark County gives us free space, and they also give
us
a
grant really cool.
to help us do our work. And then we also have a grant currently from the MGM Mirage Foundation, and we have some applications in for some other grants because we actually have 5 people on staff.
Wow. Okay.
So we have 2 classrooms right now, and we're about to have a 3rd classroom in another week because the county has given us another classroom.
Wow, that's cool.
And we're going to have programs in that classroom for moms who are expecting and who have new babies.
Okay. Interesting. That's
them.
Really cool.
And Gary, let me just tell you this because this will knock your socks off. Last week, a couple weeks ago, we had a meeting with the executives from Sunrise Hospital. And
nice.
we learned that last year at Sunrise Hospital, they delivered 5,000 babies.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, and of those 5,000 babies, half of the mothers, had no prenatal care.
Wow. You know, that's something where an organization like Family to Family Connections really can make a difference with a family like that. That's really cool that there's something out there, because a lot of times they don't know where to turn. People don't know where to turn to know that there's help out there. Now, the family-to-family connections, is there somewhere somebody can go if they can't make it to this week's Touch a Truck event? They can just go donate some money? What's the easiest way they can do that?
Actually, we love for people to come and visit us, because when people come and visit us, they get a firsthand look at what we actually do and how important it is and how many people utilize our services. But if they're unable to actually come and pay us a visit, we have a website. It's called www.familynumber2familylv, like Las Vegas,
okay.
.org. And on that website is a donation button.
Okay.
Family2familylv.org.
Okay.
And like I said, we love to have people come visit. We work with lots of partners in the community. We work very closely with the early intervention programs that serve families with children with disabilities and delays. So we work very closely with those organizations, and we work with the library district and with all kinds of different organizations. The library district will have a truck out at Touch a Truck.
Okay.
And that in the truck, they have all kinds of materials and information about the services at the library. And we really value our partnership with the library over the years and the work that we do together. So, you know, all these problems that we have in Las Vegas in terms of education and even healthcare, it's going to take all of us working together to solve the problems, because we need to have more kids living in families where they're getting what they need and getting the healthcare they need, and also having stable living conditions where they're not having to move every month and move to a new school.
Right, absolutely. You know, and it takes an organization like the family-to-family connections and the volunteers that are involved and all that to make it all come together. Now, the Touch a Truck event, you have volunteers help organize that, and are you still looking for any volunteers? Are you guys set for this weekend?
Well, I'm sure you know about nonprofit agencies. Our board of directors are volunteers, and they primarily plan all this and then plan all the logistics. But then we have one of our board members who coordinates the volunteers, and she gets volunteers from UPS, and then she gets volunteers from Kohl's department store. Actually has a program where if you get volunteers from their store and you have enough of them out there for your special event, then Kohl's makes a donation to
you.
Wow,
that's cool.
So that works out really well for us if we're able to get the volunteers out. And then there's a program through United Way called Volunteer Match. And so our volunteer coordinator goes through that program to get people. And, of course, all of us, all the board of directors and staff, we have family who come out to help every year. I make my kids take the day off work.
You know, I don't think anybody minds, because over the last many years here, it's just all the volunteers are out there. They all seem like they're happy. They know what they're doing. They're always glad to be there. And what a better place to be than the Touch a Truck event benefiting the family-to-family connection. Looking forward to it this weekend. Now, you have food trucks out there, too, which you didn't have except for the last, two or three years or so. You have food out there also, correct?
Yes, we have food out there, and this year we're going to have some entertainment. Even at noon, we're going to have a magician and some other entertainment.
Okay.
All right. For the families, and we have activity tents set up where kids can go and do little crafts and activities and meet up with some new friends. And then we invite a few of our partners out to share information about community resources, so people can find out more information about like childcare and other things. We're advocates for families, and it's not just about us. It's about, like I said, all of us working together. to get more kids in situations that prepare them for school and prepare them for life.
Yeah.
That's
so we couldn't do it without you.
we I know we appreciate it, and we can't thank you guys enough to have us year after year and put up with our smiling faces. You know, it's always a pleasure to be there, and just can't thank you guys enough for what you do for not just for us, but for the community, and obviously for the families and the new families and the kids that are going to be all our futures, obviously. So it's a great, great
Absolutely.
Event. So.
Well, you know, that's one of the high point of my day is to walk around and get to visit with you guys. So I'll be there, and it's supposed to be nice and cool, but the bad news is it's going to be a bit windy. But
we've had that before, though. So
can't have everything, right?
Exactly. You know, we've endured the wind out there before. You just got to be a little careful with all the canopies and things like that. But
right.
It's always a great time, no matter what.
We'll be out there, Diane, to see you at 6 o'clock, like we are every year, first in line, and like every year, we'll be the last to leave, also. So. That's this family connections and Touch a Truck. It's very, very dear to our heart. We run it on the hoods of our car. We talk about it all year. It's you guys are one of our favorite programs. Even afterwards, we talk about it, and I'll say it again. You come out here, you can get $6 per person in advance by going on touchatruck.com. $8 at the gate, and 100% of the proceeds goes to family connections. This is one thing with charities. You donate, they get 20% of the dollar. They get 50 cents off the dollar. All this money stays here in Las Vegas to help the families and children, including special needs. That's what I like to get out there and tell everybody. Come on out this Saturday, 9 to 2, April 29th, Orleans parking lot. You can go on touchatruck.com, and it's $6 a person in advance, $8 at the gate. Every cent stays here in Vegas. Correct, Diane?
Absolutely, it does. And we're very, very careful about how we spend our money. Most of it goes to salaries for our staff who don't get overpaid, let me assure you.
No, you mentioned that before. Your board of directors are up there, volunteers, you know. You have nothing but volunteers come out and help with the show and everything. And the time that, Diane, how long have you been doing this now?
This is our 13th year.
You're one of the original founders of this that started in a schoolyard, am I not mistaken?
Right, we did it over by the Challenger School, by the little park there. We did it the first year or two, but then we moved over to the Orleans. And the Orleans is a wonderful spot because it's so central. People from Henderson and from everywhere. People come from out of town, actually, to go to family, or to go to Touch a Truck.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who come every year and have for several years. But yeah, we're really proud that we have maintained this event for 13 years, and we intend to do it many more years.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you one thing, and that you said the third word out of a child's mouth is truck. I think for Gary, Mike, and I, it was race car.
Truck was number two. Race truck was number three. So, hey, you know, always a great time. I'm looking forward to it as we do every year. Thank you, you know, for putting this on again. We look forward to seeing you out there. Come by and see us. We'll be waiting for you. So, hey, anything you want to say real quick before we cut you off, or
I just want to
sponsors and anything like that?
I want to repeat again how wonderful it is to have such loyal friends.
Yep, thank you very much, and we feel the same way. Any particular sponsors that you want to mention that you want to put out there?
You know, the Cashman family, Leah, last year our presenting sponsor, her name was Leah Benjamin, but she went back to her maiden name, and her name is actually Leah Cashman.
Okay.
So she's one of the Cashman kids. And so she is the sponsor of the Corn Free Hour, which is our biggest sponsor. And then some of the other sponsors who are helping us out this year are the UPS is a sponsor.
Okay.
And the Sunrise Children's Hospital, the Party Homes, Southwest Gas, and KLUC 98.5 is going to be out there with the disc jockey and hopefully doing some live radio broadcast.
Excellent.
And the Review Journal is helping us with publicity. And we also have, of course, Republic Services, Nevada Coin Mart, and AAA will be there to help people figure out how to stay safe on the highways. We have Calb Construction and Capriati Sandwich Shop.
Wow.
And the Las Vegas Water District brings out their Springs Preserve Group, and United Healthcare, the Armstrong Landscaping, New Deal, Patrick Signs, Affordable Striping, and Bob Anderson and North Cap. So those are people who step up and who recognize the value of what we do and the importance to the future of the quality of life for all Nevadans. And we are very, very appreciative of them and of all the volunteers who help us and make this happen.
Cool. And if there's anybody that was forgotten, it's not on by design or by purpose. It's just so many great people step up and contribute. So it's great to see everybody.
I'd like to mention a contributor through our racing, Diane. We have tickets for three different races that's coming from LVMS. LVMS has stepped up. They've done it the past 2 years. They've given us over 150 tickets to hand out for races on May 6th, May 13th, and May 20th.
And what they have to do is come to the JC Motorsports booth.
To our booth to get them. But we want to thank LVMS for providing tickets. Maybe we'll get some of them kids out there that never seen racing before, and a big benefit that LVMS has afforded us to get kids interactive into racing. So I just want to throw that in also. Thanks for LVMS. Let everybody know out there, Diane.
Okay, so what we'll do is I've made up some talking points for the disc jockey who's going to be out there, and I'll add that to it.
Okay, cool.
Great. Thank you very much, because this is the third year LVMS has come forward with tickets for us to hand out, gave us a bunch of them, and basically we just want to thank them also for coming on board.
Tell me what LVMS stands for.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and that's going to be the Bull Ring. Tim Richter over at the LVMS Bull Ring, which is a short track at LVMS. So we'll get with you before that, before you get your bullet points over to the radio guys. So we'll see you before that, right in early 6 a.m. in the out at Touch the Truck. So, again, thank you, Diane. We can't thank you enough. We look forward to seeing you. And anybody out there, you can go to touchatruck.com and get your tickets early. You can get your tickets at the front gate.
Okay.
But be there 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock it starts.
9 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. Horns
thank
free.
You so much.
No problem. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have
see
a good
you.
Evening.
You too, Diane. Thank you. See you Saturday.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Of course, it's going to be a great event out there, August the 29th of this month, Saturday, 9 to 11, extended horn
free. And it runs till 2 o'clock when the helicopter takes off. That's when it's over. But when that helicopter comes in, that's when usually the horns start blowing.
Yep. Watch out. Bring your kids. You're going to love it.
They're going to love it. Getting in the cars, getting in the trucks, honking the horns.
Come
getting
see
in
us.
The helicopter.
Again, don't
there's
forget.
A magician this year. Yep.
Bring your kids over. Come see the JC Motorsports, BomberNation.com, OnWheelsNow.com, and get your tickets. We'll see you this Saturday, and we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at OnWheelsNow.com.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.